Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you speak through these lips of clay, God. Help the people to hear what you are saying through your word. Help them to understand a prophetic word in this end time, that they might turn their hearts to you, that they might repent and be truly born again, born of the Spirit of God. For when we are born of the Spirit of God, we will do that which is right according to your word, and not in our eyesight, not in our own understanding. Help us, God, to understand that we're living in the last and evil days, God, and they are seducing spirits, seducing and turning people away from the true and living God through a false doctrine. And Father, we ask this, Lord, that you open people's eyes that they might see that is Christ in them, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And in you we move and have our being. Father, we thank you, for this is your word. Help the people to understand that it's the whole counsel of God, not just taking scriptures and applying it to their lives for what they want and for what they want to do. And so, Lord, we ask you to open people's eyes through the scriptures that's being said today and through this word that's being said today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 1 Timothy 4. If you have your Bibles, if not, write the scriptures down. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And we have many doctrines today, doctrines in the churches, isms and schisms in the churches, but it's not of God, because they take the word of God and conform it to what is conducive for their own program and what's conducive for their own church building and their own church doctrine and their own church organization. But God wants us to keep the whole word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against him. And you know, true church is this, and true religion is this. When we feed the homeless, when we visit the poor, when we go to the prisons, and when we minister to those who are in need, not greed, but those who are in need, this truly is the ministry of Jesus Christ. When we reach out to those who need jobs, and when we reach out to those who are in need of education, when we reach out to those who are need to be made whole, when we reach out to those who are need healing in their bodies, when we reach out to those who need to be made whole emotionally, when we reach out to those who need to be made whole from their childhood diseases, this is the gospel. This is the good news that Jesus can and Jesus will save you. Jesus in the miracle working business today, as he came here on the earth and he manifested the gifts of God through him, for he is God, and he healed those and all who was oppressed of the devil. This is the ministry of Jesus Christ today, and none can say that Jesus is not God without having a conviction. You know, there's no conviction. Many are saying that Jesus is not God and he's just another man. But we're going to see the scriptures here as we go through this broadcast that truly say that Jesus is God. And none else can deny that through the scriptures. Jesus is Lord. And you can only say Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Ghost today? Do you have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you? Are you on fire for the Lord? Are you a radical Christian? Or are you just a compromising Christian? A Christian who doesn't confess Jesus Christ? A Christian who just goes to church and you go in and you think you're doing God's service and you come out and you just live any old kind of way? Well, beloved, you are not a Christ-like Christian. You're just a churchgoer. And God wants you to repent and ask him to come into your heart, that you be more like him, that you be just like Jesus. This is a false doctrine when you go in a spirit of delusion and a spirit of consciousness, having your conscience seared like a hot iron, as we read here in 1 Timothy 4 and 2. Here in the end time, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Yes, many are speaking lies and hypocrisy. Many are false teachers today. Many are false pastors, not really having compassion for the people that they are speaking to and they're so-called ministering to. But it's about compassion. Do you love your people? Do you love God? If you love God, you will love people. How can you say you love God whom you haven't seen and hate your brother? You'll let the Holy Ghost just pour his spirit inside of you where you just have so much love and compassion for people. You'll want to help those who are in need. God will give you wisdom who to minister to and who not to minister to. For it's about outreach. It's about being fruitful and being multiplying. Yes, many today have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And they speak lies and hypocrisy. Yes, we see here in 1 Timothy 4:2, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You know, you take a bullfrog, and I've heard this illustration before, and I've said it over and over again because it's so true. You take a bullfrog, and you set him on a hot board, that bullfrog would jump right off right away. But you take a bullfrog and you set him on a board and just heat that board up slowly. Just heat it up really slowly. Continue to heat it up slowly. And you know what will happen? He'll get stuck to that board. He'll get seared to that board. And that's the way it is today in many churches today and in many lives of people. Their conscience is seared. They've gotten accustomed to the culture of what's going on in the church world, what's going on in the world. And they say it's okay. It's because you're old fashioned. You shouldn't live that kind of way. It's okay to dress in your kind of way. It's all right to show your breasts. It's okay to wear thongs. It's okay to for men to walk around with no shirts on and showing their muscles and showing their bodies off. It's okay for these things because it's culturally accepted. Yes, they have their conscience seared with hot iron. But we're to live modest. We're to be a peculiar people. We're to dress in holiness. We're to dress with character as an ambassador to Christ. We're to dress modest. We're to live modestly. And we're to live in righteousness. Yes, praise God for his word. His word is forever settled in heaven. And we're to keep his word until we go from this earth to heaven. And we're to show the goodness of God in us as God has changed us and convicted us. But many today, they don't have convictions. No, they don't. St. John 16. Nevertheless, starting at the 7th verse. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. See, Jesus always tells us the truth because he is truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter is the name of the Holy Spirit. He will not come unto you. But if I depart and send him unto you, and when he come, here's what he will do. He will reprove you of sin. He will reprove the world of sin. Have you been reproved of sin? Are you feeling guilty about something that you're not doing? That's a conviction. Today there's no conviction. And when there's no conviction, there's no repentance. God wants us to repent. But how can you repent if there's no conviction? You need the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. And when you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're just going to live in any old kind of way. So he brings the Holy Ghost to us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost will reprove us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Yes. Those who don't believe on the name of Jesus, those who go to church and know about Jesus, they don't really know Jesus. And when you get to know Jesus on your inside, you will be convicted. You will know that you know that you know. And God will show you how to live righteous. You don't need someone to tell you how to live, to control you how to live. But you'll hear the word of God and you will be convicted of sin. And then it's personal. All you have to do then is just repent and ask God to forgive you of that sin and move forward. He's not trying to condemn you. He wants to clean you up. He wants to make you more like him. And the enemy doesn't want you to be like him. The enemy doesn't want you to have that express image of Jesus. He wants you to have the express image of himself. He wants you to look like Satan, walk like Satan, act like Satan. And yes, many today are in the world. That's right. They're in the world. The church is in the world. They have a worldly church, a carnal church. Think evil thoughts, walk evil thoughts, and obey those evil thoughts. Yes, it's your thought life. Your mind has not been renewed. You think evil thoughts. You act it out. You have evil dreams, and you act out those evil dreams. You're living in fornication. You're living in adultery. You're living in a sinful life. Yes, we have sermonettes. that produce Christianettes. That's right, as they go outside and smoke their cigarettes. I'll say that again. We have sermonettes. We have little 15-minute sermonettes. Our sermon, think you're doing God's service. We have jackpot gospels, how to get rich and how God can bless you, bless you, bless you. But we don't have the power of conviction of the Holy Ghost in our lives. And so what we have is Christianettes, people who never grow up and become more and more like Christ inside of them. And so they go outside and smoke their cigarettes. Yes, never being free from tobacco, never being free from drugs, never being free from alcohol, never being free from pornography, never being free from any type of addiction. But thank God for the Holy Ghost that brings conviction, and then conviction brings repentance, and repentance brings transformation by the renewing of our mind. Thank God for those who are truly in the beloved. Thank God for those who are truly in the body of Christ in this end time. Howbeit he, the Spirit of truth, he has come. He will guide you. Yes, the Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. You see, when the Holy Ghost speaks, he speaks of Jesus. How many today don't have the testimony of Jesus? They have their own testimony. They don't speak about Christ in them, what God has done for them, what Jesus has done for them. They don't speak about what the Holy Ghost has shown them and how he's guided them into truth. Yes, they talk about God, 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 God. But who is God? Little G? See, their God is the God of money. Their God is the God of an automobile. Their God is the God of a house. Their God is the God of malls. The love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible says, and it's in their heart. We're living in Babylon, beloved. We're living in the time of Babylon, and the church has gone into Babylon because the world and the flesh, they have not overcome. But thank God for those who have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Yes, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes, beloved, the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Are you going through something right now? All you need to do is just pray and ask God to show you what it is that is taking place. He'll show you what's going on in your life, because everything that God has is good for you. He wants you to have the best. But he says, seek him first. Seek Jesus first. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your own righteousness first. Then all these other things. What things? The things that you desire as far as houses and homes and money and cars. Yes, but is it in your heart? Is that more important than loving the Lord and having Christ in your heart? What is more important? God knows the heart. Jesus knows your thoughts. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. And so if you love him, then you'll keep his word. And his word is not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. It's you that make it grievous, because you haven't died to yourself. You haven't crucified yourself and picked up your cross, your daily cross, the cross that is crucified with Christ. In other words, you've died to your life. Nevertheless, I shall live. I'm alive unto Christ, but I'm dead unto myself. And ask God to help you to die to the flesh. You don't fast. You don't pray. You don't even die to those things that where you have to need to keep your mouth shut. But you continue to go on and on talking. You talk back. When someone tells you something of authority, you have a word to say. You have to just say what you got to say. I just want to give them a piece of my mind. Well, God is saying, no, I'm bringing this on to you. And you think it's the devil, but I'm allowing this to happen because what I'm doing is I'm chastening you, and I'm trying to prune you, and that you will look more and be fruitful more and more like me, that you have more peace, more love, more gentleness, more long-suffering, more patience, more of the attributes of Christ in you. It's not you, beloved. It's not all about you, but it's about Christ in you, Christ in you. And today we have in the church today, we have many who think it's all about them. And we have many who say that Jesus is not God. We have many who say that he's just another prophet, that he is just another man. I'm going to bring you a scripture here to Titus 2 so that you understand that there's a false teaching, that there's, as we were talking about in the end time, how the false doctrines and what's going on in the world today, the Antichrist spirit. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Talking about Jesus. He's bringing salvation to you. For all who will receive him by faith in Christ Jesus, you shall be saved. Just confess the Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. For in teaching us, Titus 2 and 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. You see, the Holy Ghost teaches us to deny ungodliness, to deny worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We're to live soberly, righteously, and godly. That means have integrity. Love your neighbor, not your neighbor's wives. Love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. That we should live godly in this present world. For we are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God. You see that? Looking for Titus 2 and 13. For those who don't believe that Jesus is God. And when anyone comes to you and says, show me in the Bible where it says Jesus is God. Well, Titus 2 and 13. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. You see, we are to be peculiar, strange. That means we don't walk like the world. That means we don't talk like the world. We look like Jesus. You can always tell people of God. Your spirit will bear witness. You know when there's something not right about a person. You know when they're all about themselves and they're all about self. Even people who are not in the kingdom of God have discernment, and they can tell when a church folk or someone who's in the church is a phony, is a false Christian, is a hypocrite. Yes, they can tell right away. They have discernment. Yes, but we're to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That means our works should always testify of Jesus Christ. That means our works should always glorify Jesus Christ. But in this end time, we have that spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel that takes you away from the true and living God. The testimony of Jesus. Yes, Revelations 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he has sent and signified it by its angel unto the servant John. You see, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not the revelation of John. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto John, who bear record of the word. He saw the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things he saw. You see, so he has a testimony of everything that he has seen. He has a testimony of everything that he has gone through. Do you have a testimony of Jesus Christ, Christ in you? Is your testimony about Christ in you the hope of glory? Is your testimony about what God has done for you in your life? But you see, in this evil time, many today are being seduced by that evil spirit, Jezebel, who takes you away from the true and living God. That is the spirit of Jezebel, to commit fornication, to eat things from idols. Yes, from the word of God we see here in Revelation 2 and 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things, and the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like the brass, like fine brass. I know thy works. Jesus says, I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works. You notice he says works first, and he says works last, and the last to be more than the first. We're talking about works. Everyone wants to work in the church. Everyone wants to be like Martha. Just work, work, work. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? And Jesus says, depart from me. I never knew you. It's very important that you know the Lord and that you have compassion for people and compassion for those who are in need. Notwithstanding, Jesus says in Revelation 2:20, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman called Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication. Yes, God has given you time to repent, Jezebel. You must repent in order to be saved. Revelation 2 and 21. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. You see, God has given you, Jezebel, and those who commit the spirit of Jezebel, time to repent. He's a long-suffering God. He's a good God. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. And he says, I give you time to repent of your fornication. But she repented not. Behold, I will cast her, Revelation 2:23, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, and great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. So that means all who are committing sin and all who are being seduced by the spirit of Jezebel shall be cast into tribulation, great tribulation. This is not my word, but it's the word of the Lord. Hear what the word of the Lord is saying. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should lie, but he is truth. Jesus said that he's going to give you time to repent. And if you repent not, then he will cast you into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, except they repent of their good, of their foul works. Revelation 2:23, and I will kill her children. You see, Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel wants to seduce the children, the generation, the generational kids, the generation of those who come along in the church that have gotten tired of church because of they see the phoniness and they see the seduction and they say there is no God and we're going to just go ahead and do our own thing and we're tired of the phoniness. God says, hey, I'm going to send your kids that commit this sin, that continue to live in sin. I will send them. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts. And I will give unto you, every one of you, according to your works. You see, according to your works. But thanks be to God for those who are truly in the beloved. Revelations 2:24. But unto you I say, the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, have not been seduced by the spirit of Jezebel, but have the true spirit, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ in them, the spirit of the word of God, the testimony of Jesus, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak. I will put none of these burdens on you. None of these burdens will I put upon you. None other burdens. God says that he is going to take care of those who really love him and those who are walking in the spirit. Those who are truly, truly called of God. If you're truly called of God, you'll want to do what's right before the Lord. Yes, it's so important that we don't become a seduction of Jezebel, who takes you away from the true and living God, who gives you false doctrines, who gives you that spirit of hypocrisy, who makes you believe that it's okay to live any old kind of way, who takes you away and have you to commit fornication, have you to commit adultery. And that adultery is not just with in marriages, and that fornication is not just having sex with one another, but you're committing adultery, spiritual adultery, away from God, turning your hearts away from the true and living God and not to Jesus, not to living righteous and soberly in this present world system. Yes, beloved, it's so important that you know that it is the Jezebel spirit that takes you away from the true and living God. She's a very smooth, flattering spirit, a spirit that is all about her. When you find people who have that spirit of they want a reputation all to themselves, they want to build up their own kingdom, they want to build up their own authority. This, beloved, is not the spirit of Christ. For Jesus went about doing good and made of no reputation of himself. You know, when God opens doors for you, he opens the doors. You don't need to open doors for yourself. If you're truly in the beloved, if you're truly in the body of Christ, if you're truly a saint of God, God will get that job for you. You don't have to stick a knife in nobody's back. You don't have to walk and live and talk in deceit. You don't have to say one thing and do another. You don't have to walk and play the games that is being played in the minds of people. And God will honor you. God will honor your righteousness. God will honor your love for him. You'll want to do what's right before the Lord, and God will get you that job. God will get you that opening. God will bring you up in the body of Christ. God will open doors for you. Many today, they want big churches. They want a church, oh, so that they can say, hey, I'm of the Lord, and look what God has done for me, and look what the Lord has done here and there. And they want, you know, they got pictures all of themselves all over the place, you know, showing how godly they look. But they have no power. They have no Holy Ghost power, because it's all about themselves in their heart, and God knows it. God knows their heart. And so there's no change of lives in the people when they're teaching the people, and when they're ministering to the people. You don't see lives being transformed. You see saints still coming who are crying out for truth, still coming to church, still being sick. People coming still being lonely. People still coming to church being broke, still coming to church and still not having work. And they say, hey, there is no hope in God. I keep coming to church. What good is this doing me? The spirit of Jezebel is seducing you and taking you away from the true and living God. But God says, woe unto you, pastors. Woe unto you, leaders that scatter the sheep. Woe unto you that bring forth a doctrine and bring forth your own kingdom. God is seeing everything, beloved. He knows everything and he sees everything. So it would behoove you to repent. For you and your children and those who follow you shall be cast into great tribulation. Great tribulation. And God means what he says, and he's not a man that he should lie. But we thank God that we that are in the beloved, that are walking and trying to do our very best according to the word of God, loving the Lord with all our hearts and soul, we will not be cast into great tribulation. God will bring us out. God will bring us out and bring us out of this world in due season. Yes, but until then, walk before the Lord upright. Walk tzaddik. That means to walk upright before the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and your body, with all your might. Love people. For if you love the Lord, you will love people. But have discernment. Know that which is not of God. And don't eat from that table. Don't eat from those idols that they're teaching you to eat from. Don't be seduced by that seducing spirit. Don't play around with a seducing spirit, but run like Joseph did when he was trying to be seduced. Yes, run like Joseph. Run and get away. Yes, the kingdom of God, oh yes, is of righteousness. Yes, the kingdom of God is of righteousness. Do you want to live holy and do you want to live right? It's a living way. It's not just a religion, but it's a new and living way. It's an everyday life, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. And we're here to give you a prophetic word. This is Evangelist Randy Brollo bringing you forth the word of God as God has placed in this spirit to do what God's called me to do, to wake you up, to wake the church up, to bring you back to the true and living God. Until next week, may the Lord continue to bless you as you walk and talk in his word. We love you. And if you care to join us again on this same station, on this World Wide Web, each and every Saturday at the same time. Until next week, God bless you. We love you.